All right, we're here. It's not Box Sports, and we're doing the wrestling podcast. I'm here with Ryan. I'm also, look, for anybody who views this, wherever you view it on, just let me know. We're going to take names for people who want to, like, name the show, name it whatever you want. So, I feel it's easier than for me trying to come up with a name for the show. Ryan, we watched Fastlane, and overall, it was a disappointment.
Yeah, I thought the wrestling was decent. They had a few good matches, but overall, nothing really too eventful happened. There was nothing that was any consequence to the story.
You know, this is why I hate this pay-per-view. I think I would like this pay-per-view if it was booked somewhere else. It's too close to Mania. Like, you can't, like, there's nothing, like, I don't know. You shouldn't have a pay-per-view in my close to Mania. I think it just, like, what are you trying to prove here? I think the main event was the best match of the night, but we'll get into that. Well, I thought the pre-show match with Riddle and Mustafa Ali, I thought it was a good starting point. I was like, oh, this is going to be a good pay-per-view. They had a great match. They kind of broke up Retribution to, we're both saying we got to wait till the jaws of life come off of all the masks. But I mean, overall, that was a good solid match between Mustafa Ali and Matt Riddle. And but other than that, like, did it started getting really lackluster.
Yeah, it feels like they've been stalling for a while just to get to Mania. And we've seen a lot of repetition, a lot of the same matches and just different arranged differently every week. And this was kind of the same thing. I thought they were going to go big tonight because being the first show on Peacock, I thought
Yeah.
that they would want to generate some kind of buzz. Maybe they were hoping that they would get a buzz off the Fiend thing.
Yeah,
But
it
yeah, it was incredibly average. I mean, I totally hate this Fastlane pay-per-view. I always have.
Oh, what did I just tell you, Ryan? They turned Fiend into a giant piece of shit just so Hogan wasn't the biggest piece of shit at Mania. You know, it's kind of exactly what they did. Oh.
Looks like the Toxic Avenger now or something.
It is pretty bad. Let's get into the women's tag title match. I think that started the show with Banks and Belair. There's so many ways they could have done this, and I felt like there was an angle for the Intercontinental Championship a few years ago with Chris Jericho and Trish Stratus, and I felt you could have done this with Reginald, Sasha, and Bianca Belair too. Whereas everybody thought, like, Reginald with Nia, they did all this weird stuff, but they could have just put, like, all right, maybe Sasha actually likes Reginald and ends up being like turned Belair heel and ends up friggin' going with Belair at the end of WrestleMania. Would have made a great storyline. It was just a recycled storyline they could have used that probably would have been something good. I don't know what they're doing with this. It just confused me now more going into Mania. Like, all right, so you got two faces, and now what? Is Banks the heel now? Is Belair the face? Like, I don't know what. Like, I'm just kind of confused by it all. Is Baszler and Jax gonna break up? Is that what the plan is? Like, I don't. I'm very confused by what's going on between these two.
Yeah, it's they've got too many people involved. I would have just loved to see it just be between Banks and Belair.
Yeah.
And I mean, I like everyone that's involved in the angle, but I don't think they all needed to be in something together. And again, it's there's no reason for any of this. It's not necessary. It's just them just stalling until Mania. And
Right.
they deserve to be, critiqued for not being more creative. They haven't been creative at all.
Yeah, I agree, and I just think moving forward, it was just, you're gonna get some recycled stuff now. Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't think you had to do too much with Belair versus Banks. That's kind of what I liked that match going into Mania 4, because you didn't have to do much with it. They're two
Yeah, just
talented
keep them
women.
apart
Yeah.
and we didn't have to see too much of them, but it's just been way overdone, way more than it was necessary. This was so simple and so easy to do. It's like, how could you mess this up? But they found a way.
Yeah.
And which I'm sure the match will still be great, but.
Right. You know. And you know, now with the uncertainty of what's going to happen at WrestleMania with Charlotte taking time off, and I know Andrade just got his release, WWE granted his release as probably a last second ploy to get Charlotte back. Don't mess this up, guy. Like, seriously, like, you know what? Where doesn't matter. Don't fuck this up, guys. Really, because, like, you got so much going on. It's what are you going to do now? Who's going to take the belts away from Baszler and Jax? Who do you have? Is it Dana Brooke and Mandy Moore? Is that the tag team you're going to go with?
They're going to go with Tamina and Natalya.
Which would be fine. I'd be okay with that. At least they look legitimate, and they, you know, in the short time they've gotten together, they look like a legitimate tag team. I don't know, with the women, they have the most talented women in the world, and they keep they mess with it too much. Like, don't overthink it. Belair and Banks is good by its own. If you're gonna do a triple threat on the Raw, make it Ripley, Charlotte, and Asuka, and put the belt on Ripley. That's it. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think there's much more you have to do with that. And then let's go to the I'm gonna call it the botchamania of the night, was the Apollo and Big E match, which started off really strong. I really liked the match. But then they completely botched that ending so bad. It took away from the whole match. That match was really good. It was really back and forth. I really like this aggressive side of Big E that you're getting. I like the Apollo Crews gimmick. Unto popular belief, with the accent and everything, I really like this new Apollo Crews gimmick. And this is supposed to be a big heat match going into Mania. And you go to Fastlane with it and you botch it. So now I'm disinterested in it now. It takes steam away from the Apollo Crews gimmick that I like so much. It takes steam away from Big E, who is actually doing good work tonight. That was one of the travesties of the night, because I have no interest in that match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was a good match, but then the ending just left me totally confused. I'm like, wait, what did I miss? And then I was waiting for a replay. They didn't show us a replay. And so then I went on Twitter, and I'm like, am I the only one confused? I go on Twitter, and nobody knew what was going on. Everybody was like, what the fuck just happened? So,
yeah, it was definitely a botched spot. And I'm pretty sure Vince, I bet you any money now the Intercontinental title match gets changed, and someone else is going to get the belt. And Apollo, you're going to be stuck in Jobberville because you just messed this up. It was a mess up. I know it was. You can't tell me any different. I know that ending was not supposed to happen like
from
that.
What I saw, I don't know what it looked like to you, because it happened quick, but it looked to me like the shoulders were down for 2 seconds, but the ref counted to three, and then she looked to have the bell rung, and so I thought she was awarding the match to Cruz, you know, with a messed up pin, and then, you know, Big E was going to get screwed on the pin. And
yeah,
but then they treated it as if it was a disqualification. And then they didn't even say nothing. Like, they didn't even say, oh, the winner as a result of disqualification, or they just totally went silent. No explanation, no replay, nothing.
I can feel Vince's blood boiling after that match. He probably laid into both of them after that, because that was a mess up. I do think maybe Apollo was supposed to win that. Because they played his music for like a second, didn't they?
I don't remember. I was just so befuddled of like, what the hell just happened, that I don't even remember. And it's just, it totally, like you said, it just erased everything before it. Like, there was a good matchup until then.
Keep it up. This is gonna be a Mandela effect in like 3 years. This match never
I've been
happened.
like really invested in this thing, but like SmackDown, man, I still cannot. I can't deal with the accent. I feel like this would be so great without that accent. And not only that, but now I hate that Big E is completely overacting. Like, I get he wants to show a serious side, but he's just like, it's a little much for me. Seems like he's acting a little too hard sometimes. It was driving me crazy. But the whole brawl and everything was cool, and I was invested in this, but.
Yeah, it was one of the highlights on the card for me. I thought this was going to be a good match, and it just ended up not panning out the way I wanted it, you know. And then another thing with that, no tag titles defended. I like it's there's no implication. Like why couldn't the New Day face the Hurt Business at Fastlane? Why couldn't we do that? Like why'd they have to win it on Monday Night Raw?
Yeah.
Like, you put that on the card, and it kind of saves it a bit because, oh, you got a big title change right before Mania. All right, cool. You can get a rematch. It's in 3 weeks. People will be fine with that because, you know, they're the two best tag teams on Raw. Might as well do it. Then you have no tag titles being defended. I don't remember the last time the Dirty Dogs even defended the tag team titles. That's how long ago it's been for me. And
I don't think they have at all, to be honest. I was meaning – to talk to you about that. This is how, like, they are literally doing nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
It's like you could have had, the Street Profits could have had it this whole time.
Yeah, they're watching other tag teams and they're not even wrestling. And it's like, what is the plan? Like, you know, you have Rude and Ziggler, like, use them. They're a tag.
I think we're getting a four-team tag match at Mania, pretty much. They're just going to do nothing and then just last minute announce that they'll all be fighting for the titles.
Yeah, and it'll be – I think the Mysterios will end up taking it. I think they're going to give it to Rey and his son to set up his son turning heel in a split. I'm assuming that's what it is. And then you got what else am I missing here on this card? We got Drew and Sheamus. That was the – that match was okay.
That was a great match. Every time these guys wrestle, it's a great match. It's just something, again, it's like, it's just filler. This is all filler.
Yeah. I mean, you could have got this. We got this at Monday Night Raw. You know, the only thing we didn't get is Drew get thrown through some fans virtually. Like, it was a good match overall. It was probably the second best match on the card, in my opinion. And it wasn't terrible. It's well put together. This is why WWE goes to guys who've known each other for years and wrestled each other a bunch of times, because you get good matches out of them. What else was I don't want to get to The Fiend yet. I know I'm missing other things.
It's too painful to talk about.
I don't want to get to The Fiend yet, but there is other things on the card.
I think it's pretty much that in the main event. I'm trying to think of what else we missed.
I am trying to think of what else we missed. Well, I guess we can get into it. So Alexa Bliss versus Randy Orton. They almost killed Randy Orton with the scalpel going down, and you knew like this was going to happen. This was all to set up The Fiend coming back, because again, could have done this some other way. And then all of a sudden Randy gets in the ring and this big steamy pile of shit comes walking out the ring, comes crawling out the ring, and like, I mean, you've seen the picture I sent you. I mean, you just like, wow, like, how many times can we destroy Bray Wyatt, Vince? How many times can you destroy Bray Wyatt?
Well, they booked themselves into a corner because they burnt him in the middle of a ring. They had no choice. Like, and the longer they waited, the more and more they got feedback from the fans of what they were expecting. So then they had even more pressure to try to deliver on what people expected. And of course they totally swung and missed, but I will give them credit. They didn't botch the explosion like AEW.
No, they didn't botch the explosion, which was cool. And then it was like, it was one part where Randy like blocked a fireball. Like he was Liu Kang in Mortal Kombat. Like how, like, all right, like let's stop that. Like, it was just like, I couldn't understand it for the life of me. But you know, again, now you're getting The Fiend versus Randy at WrestleMania, and I'm kind of wondering if it's going to be cinematic.
I think it has to be.
Yeah, I think in that, and like that's what's going to happen. I wonder if Cowboy Bob comes out.
Now, I'm expecting that him to just go back to normal at some point, and they are probably not going to explain it at all. Like, watch, it's just going to just change. Like, one day he's just going to pop up as the old Fiend. They're not even explain how he like unburnt himself.
Well, I think that, like, depending on what the reaction, because you know what, Mariah, I think me and you are the only ones complaining about it, but there's people all over the internet saying.
I saw tons of people complaining. I don't think I saw anybody say anything good about it.
I mean, I went on Bleacher Report, and they're like, The Fiend's shocking return. It looked great. Oh, and I was like, I don't think it looked that great.
Their company shills Bleacher Report. Mm-hmm.
But I'm just tired of them. Like, what they do with Bray. Bray's had now three different types of runs. He's had the Wyatt family run. He had the solo run with Bray as Bray. And then he's had The Fiend. And all three have been great. And all three have been messed up by Vince.
Have been chicken shit turned into chicken salad. Like, mm-hmm. Freaking Wyatt can just, no matter what they hand him, he's going to get it over. That's the one good thing. As long as he's got a job, it doesn't matter how bad whatever they hand him is, he's going to make it good.
Like, there's so many ways you could have done this. Let's go forward to the main event, which was definitely the match of the night. Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns. They did exactly what we thought they're going to do. Find a way to implement Daniel Bryan and make this a triple threat match. I think Daniel Bryan's definitely going to be in the main event at WrestleMania with Edge, with Roman. And it's going to be a way for Edge to win without pinning Roman and set that up a little further. I think, in my honest opinion, the draft is a month after Mania. I think they'll do one more match, Roman and Edge. Edge will beat him clean, and then Edge is going to go and fight Bobby Lashley on Raw. Because with the Peacock deal, they're going to have to move Roman back to Raw.
I thought this match was tremendous. I thought it was a really, really good match. And even though I kind of knew where they were going with it, I thought they did a good job with it. Of getting to where they were going to go. My hope
they sold it well.
Daniel Bryan was so impressive in this match, and I just like randomly thought of how I really hope at some point before his career is over, he goes down to NXT and gets a run down there. Like, I would love to see Daniel Bryan in NXT.
I agree. And I think he wants to. But I think this is where Vince draws the line. He's like, you know, we need him up here. He's too big of a star, you know. And I think after there's a lot of tension between Triple H and Vince. And it started with a couple years ago with the call-ups. When they called up Aleister Black and Andrade, Triple H didn't want Aleister Black to go up. He was going to give him Andrade. He didn't want Aleister Black to go up. Vince wanted him to go up. Triple H let him. He buried both of them. He buried Baszler. He's buried a lot of NXT guys up there. And I don't even want to say he's buried Baszler. It's just he's put Baszler in a position where she doesn't look like the dominant Shayna Baszler that she was in NXT. And, like, it's, like, why do it? Like, why bring them up to just insult your son-in-law? And there's a lot of tension between them two. And behind the scenes with it, I've heard Triple H is very upset. He doesn't want the Undisputed Era to go up, and he's fighting tooth and nail to keep them down there. He doesn't want any of them to go up. And Vince is telling him that he wants to call some of them up, and Trips is biting back now at this point because he's going up there and he's destroying these guys. And Triple H has built something that's actually worth watching. And I think Vince gets offended by it. And it comes down to I think it comes down to there's going to be a lot of tension, and I want to see where the draft goes and see actually how many NXT people actually get called up this year.
Yeah.
Because right now I think there's a lot of tension with that. We talked about the Andrade situation and him asking for his release. They denied him, and now they gave it to him because Charlotte, right after Young – and it's not a coincidence, folks. Right after Andrade requested his release and he was denied it, Charlotte said, I'm taking time off. Didn't say how long. And then as soon as they did that, and, like, they can't play around with Charlotte because deep down, Charlotte knows Rick wants to be in AEW right now. Deep down, she knows Rick wants to be in AEW. And the only reason why Rick hasn't gone is because he doesn't want his daughter to get destroyed by WWE. As much as I don't think they would do it, but I think Rick worries about it. So I personally feel like they better play ball with this girl. I know she's getting into acting. She trademarked her actual name, which is Ashley Flair. But I still think there's more to that story, and it could be where WWE does lose Charlotte at some point.
I don't think Flair will go to AEW because I saw an interview maybe a month ago with him where it was this whole thing about, I think it was Arn Anderson and like how they haven't talked in forever and they're not friends anymore. And he was saying that he'll never see he doesn't think he will ever see the Four Horsemen ever reunite again. And it was, like, all this interesting stuff I had no idea about. I think it had something to do with, I'm not sure if it was when Flair was sick or if it was when his son passed. But one of those two times, it was something about Arn didn't call him and he was, like, hurt by it. And so, I don't know. There's something in between them two. And unless that gets resolved, I don't think he'll be going there.
I don't buy it because I remember when he was talking, I think it was like 6 months before he signed TNA. He was like, TNA's trash. I'd never go there. Why would I ever go to TNA? It's garbage. We'll never go there. And then 6 months later, he signed to TNA. He went there. So
yeah.
It was, you know, I don't buy anything Flair says. I just kind of like, I just kind of see what they're building over there. And I could see Flair wanting to be a part of it, regardless of what happened with him and Arn. The Four Horsemen isn't the four. Flair's ego will say, the Four Horsemen isn't the Four Horsemen without Ric Flair. And he'll definitely want to be a part of it. I think more or less it doesn't happen, but I think Andrade's if they're going to sign Andrade and Zelina Vega immediately and bring them there.
I hope so. It'd be a shame to see those two on TV.
Yeah. Well, Tony, when Tony was asked about Zelina Vega, he's like, I reached out to her. I said, when her 90 days is over, give me a call. We're going to work something out. So I think that's something you're going to see really soon. And I think you're going to see that with Andrade to follow because, right now you're going to see younger talent leave for AEW. But in a year or two, you're going to see AEW talent leave for WWE. It's going to happen regardless of what people think. And they're like, no, they're not going to leave. They're going to leave. Some people are going to get frustrated. They have a lot of bodies and not a lot of time on TV. And people are going to be like, oh, I left WWE or I went here and now I'm only on YouTube. I don't want to do this because the YouTube money isn't the same as the TV money. So you're going to see because they're going
to
bring
in more veterans go to AEW and more younger talent leave AEW for WWE.
Yeah.
Because I think the young guys, no matter how much they act like they hate WWE, they all have that curiosity of like, oh, yeah I still want to see what it's like. Like, everybody has that dream.
Stone Cold's already lobbying to get the Varsity Blondes to NXT. I know that. For Stone Cold is very good friends. Was very good friends with Pillman. Knows Pillman's son very well. Like he definitely is lobbying for them. And at some point, Billy Gunn and his kids are going to come back too. It's going to happen. Like, you're going to see some teams like that, like younger teams that are going to come up to the WWE, and you're going to see, you're just going to wait because it's all new. The contracts are still fresh. You know, the one thing about AEW is they do a good job of hiding people, wrestlers' frustrations. I know that there have been some frustrations in the back there. Sammy Guevara is one of them. He's one of the people that have been frustrated with the stories as of late. But we'll see. Like, it's just a matter of, you know, what's going to happen. And, you know, the veterans are going to tell the young kids, oh, don't go to WWE. Don't do this. Don't do that. But, you know, I tell people like this, when you're a kid, your dream was to go to WWE. Like, that was your, you know, these wrestlers' dream was, I'm going to make it to WWE, you know? And for, you know, one of them is going to be like, hey, yeah, I want to see if I can make it there. I'm going to go to NXT and then see if I can make it to WWE. It's going to happen subtly, you know. Like, another interesting point of it is, how much money are really these wrestlers making in AEW? And is the health insurance enough for them? Because it's they made $5 million off the pay-per-view. That's what they made off the pay-per-view. Vince makes that on an episode of Raw. Like, it's not – they're burning worlds down financially. So I would – I will see it. Like, you know, some people are going to go, hey, I'm going to go get my big payday or whatever. If I job out, I'm going to job out. But at least I went there to try it out.
Yeah, WWE has the power to just pluck talent as they please.
Yeah. And I think Triple H is looking at it like that. Like, who can we get out of there and who could be a good fit for us? And I mean,
I think they've got more talent than they need, though. I'm not even worried about – if I was WWE, I wouldn't even be worried about getting talent from AEW because they've already got too much to handle as it is.
Yeah. And the thing is like, a lot of their talent that's over is, like, very similar to certain NXT talent. Like, Orange Cassidy and Dexter Lumis are pretty much the same guy to me. Like, you know what I mean? It's just different – it's just painted differently. It's like, you know – I mean, what really are you going to go out and get from them? MJF would be the ticket. That would be the one, and I don't think he's going anywhere. So as far as, like, right now, I mean, you'll see small transactions. I fully expect Miro to be back in WWE within another year or two. As much as he wanted to tell Vince to shove the brass ring, I think he wants to go chase it again. I don't think his run in AEW, you know, I think he thought he was going to be there and get into the Brody Lee status when he got there. And he's not a good mic guy. And nobody's like, I don't know, Kip Sabian's not the guy to get him over.
Well, yeah, Vince will take any of these guys back if they leave and go to AEW because he already called Christian. Christian was saying in one of his interviews that Vince called him and congratulated him, said he's going to be an asset to AEW. And so,
yeah,
Vince doesn't give two shits.
I don't think Vince takes any of it personally. I really don't.
Good for everybody, man. But that's why I, as much as I complain about AEW, I really just want it to be good. I want all the wrestling to be good because it's good for the fans. It's good for the wrestlers. Well, I'd like to see people shuffle around more, keep the talent fresh.
And I tell people this all the time. I don't want AEW to compete with WWE. I just want it to be the alternative. There's no reason for you to try to take shots and call them out. It doesn't work.
Exactly.
Because the minute you call them out, something happens. Call them out, talk about you had this great exploding barbed wire match, and look what happened to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're running four pay-per-views a year. There's no excuse to why you would have a dud. And the AEW Revolution pay-per-view is a dud. You're wrestling 4 years. NXT does a pay-per-view every month, and they haven't had a bad one in 5 years. I can't even remember a bad NXT pay-per-view I've ever seen. No,
there's been ones that have been worse than others, but none of them have been bad at all.
Yeah. I never felt regretful. It's not like I watched Fastlane on NXT. Had that problem.
Yeah.
And like, I think when it comes down to it, and I don't know, I'm worried for WrestleMania. I think now I'm more worried about WrestleMania this year than I was last year, and we had COVID. And I was
I really am worried for it. I'm not worried. I'm not excited for it at all.
No, I mean I am, but I'm not.
It's just not the same.
I wanted to be excited for it, but there's Fastlane should have got me excited for WrestleMania. And I got Doo-Doo Brown, the Fiend version, and I got something I already knew with Brian and Reigns. The match was phenomenal. The story was good. I mean, I thought Brian's promos were great. I thought Heyman's done an excellent job doing promos for Roman Reigns' entire run.
Reigns
so
has been doing a good job too when he talks. He's been doing good promos.
You know what the thing? You know what it is for me with Reigns? I love the fact he talks shit in the ring. Makes it.
That's been the best part of the pandemic is hearing all the shit talking.
I love it. Like the way he talks shit in the ring and he's adjusted to not having the crowd there, it's been phenomenal.
Yeah, it really has. Overall, the whole, for what they've been having to work with, everything's been decent.
You know, yeah, SmackDown one show. I mean, Raw, the main events have been good. Drew's carried the main event all year, and Bobby Lashley has stepped up, and he's the main eventer now, and I think he's going to do a good job with it. I think the dream matchup is Reigns versus Lashley. I think they're going to do that sooner rather than later. And I think Vince needs to, in all honesty, Vince needs to tell Bruce Pritchard to shut up. So you're not doing this anymore with Raw. We're gonna give Heyman say in this. We're gonna bring him here, and that's what it is. I think he's done a good job with SmackDown. Him and I think Daniel Bryan is going to be the storyline writer once he retires. He's gonna be the main writer there because he's shown what he can do with all the talent, and he makes it work there. He's helped Cesaro get over. He's helped quite a few people get over, even Owens. And I think, I don't know, I'm glad we're getting Owens versus Zayn. I think that's what's going to happen for Mania. I'm glad that wasn't on the Fastlane card and they didn't do anything to mess with that.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, let that organically happen at Mania because I think both of them deserve it.
And we still have 3 weeks now, so there's still time for Jimmy Uso to come back and maybe possibly get the Usos versus
I've been checking my milk cartons to see if anybody has seen Jimmy Uso because I don't know where the hell he's been. Like, the injury has to be over now. Like, what did he do? Like he was just out for the Jey Uso Roman Reigns match.
Yeah.
So what? Like he didn't look like he was in that much pain. I would assume that they're gonna bring him back soon. I wouldn't be surprised if they're waiting for Mania for it, but I felt you needed the Usos for Mania. In an aspect of it, as I felt like you needed the Usos for Mania because there's nothing for tag teams, and you had to throw the straps on New Day. There's really nothing. I mean, Cedric and Shelton are good as a tag, and like I said, the Dirty Dogs have never defended the tag titles apparently. And what, they're going to just do it once at Mania? They defend him once and they're going to lose it? But I would say this. The Mysterios win that. The Usos come back. You do the Usos for the versus the Mysterios for the family names. The big lineage matchup, that's a really good match in my opinion. I would assume that's what you're setting up for. But I don't know. I don't get paid the book either.
Yeah, that would be good.
I mean, if you're going to do Bloodline, and that's a big thing with Roman and the family, the Usos versus the Mysterios would be golden.
Yeah, that would be gold. Did you watch NXT this week? I know you watched NXT this week.
NXT was the best show of the week by far, although AEW had the best match of the week by far. And we'll go into NXT. Did a great job setting up for their 2 days of takeover. Looks like you're getting Raquel Gonzalez versus Io Shirai, which is going to be a great match. You got Santos Escobar versus
Devlin.
The Finn Twin. What's his name? I forget.
Devlin?
I think it's Finn Twin. Devlin. Yeah, the Cruiserweight. Yeah, Devlin. That's it. Yeah. Escobar versus Devlin, which that should be an amazing matchup in itself. Then you have and now I'm going to tell you Santos Escobar is going to lose that because I have a feeling Vince, to get back at Andrade, is going to call up Escobar and El Fantasma, and he's going to push them to the moon. I just have a feeling on that, just to get back at Andrade, because that just, mock my words, that's going to happen.
I wouldn't doubt that. That's crossed my mind a time or two, thinking about Andrade, thinking about, well, I wonder if he just saw Escobar and was like, yeah, screw this other guy.
Yep. You got the main event, the two main events. You got Cole versus O'Reilly, which should be a phenomenal match. And then the match of the night, I think, is going to be Finn versus Karrion Kross.
That's going to be great.
And then I think something happened with MSK where one of them got hurt.
I didn't hear about that. It was cool that Walter came back. It looks like they're getting a lot of these guys from overseas back now. With Devlin,
yeah, Walter came back.
Imperium. So that was big.
Well, Ciampa was talking about he wanted to do a run in UK. So that might be a way where they bring him in the UK, the feud with Walter. And he says he does, when the pandemic's over, wants to go to UK for a bit and run a couple shows out there.
He loves Ciampa and Daniel Bryan and Gargano.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep thinking how many dream matchups you can get with Daniel Bryan and Finn done right. You can get, you know, O'Reilly and Daniel Bryan. How killer would that be? The submission specialists going back and forth with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of dream matchups up there. But then again, we're going to have to see, because some of these guys may get called up and you may get a couple of these.
Hey, that Zoe Stark chick, she's pretty good.
One of my favorites on a women's route. I think she's going to be.
She's going to be.
I know they got Taya Valkyrie coming in. I wonder if they're going to feud her and Taya.
I haven't seen much of Taya except for photos, and she's very easy on the eyes. But I'm not too familiar with her ring work, although she seems to be very popular. Like, most people know who she is.
That's the love of John Morrison's life right there. But she's going to, I think she'll work Zoe Stark immediately coming in. I think she's going to run as heel, because I can see that happen. I can see her running as a heel there. And I would say Zoe's going to be the next champion. I think she's going to be the next big thing.
Yeah,
she had a phenomenal match with Dakota Kai. I love how she Triple H oversold the super kick.
Yep.
I really think she's going to be a top dog in the women's division there.
LA Knight debuted too.
LA Knight, and he's going to go against Bronson Reed at the TakeOver. Spectacular stand and deliver.
Yeah, fat guy in a little coat that had me dying on NXT when he took LA Knight's coat on, put his coat on and ripped it.
No, that was hysterical. That was absolutely hysterical. And I think that's a good feud for Eli Drake, LA Knight, to get into first with Bronson Reed. He's one I'm worried about if they call him up, because you know how Vince is with big guys. And, I mean, look what he did to Keith Lee. I don't know what they're doing with Keith Lee. The poor guy's just sitting there.
He tweeted something weird this week, like, one day I will tell my close friends the story or something. And, like,
Yeah. I think it's something that he messed up on. In all honesty, I think it's something he messed up on. But you don't know yet. So I don't want to assume, but judging by that tweet, I think it is something he messed up
With
on.
all the dirt and info that comes out of that company, it's amazing that it hasn't leaked yet as to what's been going on with him.
No, it's been very hush hush, very quiet. It also could be a health issue. He might have
Yeah,
something wrong with his
that's
health.
what I wonder.
I mean, because he's not bashing WWE.
No.
He's not demanding his release. Nothing. It could be a health issue with him.
Yeah. I'm wondering if he's been having complications because of COVID. And he's just
Very
waiting
much
to
so.
get cleared.
I think very much so that could be it. You hear athletes like Jason Tatum say how much it affected them after they got it. Like he couldn't play as many minutes. He felt drained after every game. I also think that's what happened to Cam Newton. To be honest with you, I felt like once he got it and then he came back from it, he didn't look any. He looked. I mean, he didn't look like Cam in the beginning of the season, but he was winning games. But he just looked a lot worse after the COVID thing. So, like, it could be something where he got COVID because Mia had COVID, and then he might have got it, and then he was just too sick and couldn't. It's very possible.
Yeah, people downplay that, like, and they think like if you're not on a ventilator, then oh, it's not that bad. Everybody gets through it, but I mean, it affects everybody differently. Some people that they don't even get
Everybody.
any symptoms, and but.
Look, I seen a person who had diabetes, very unhealthy, caught COVID, and he was fine with it. I seen other people who are healthy, and they got really sick, and they couldn't deal with it. It really depends on your immune system, and I think maybe you're right on that. It may be because I really do believe he was going to win the United States title. I don't think they were going to give it to Riddle. I really think Keith Lee was going to win it that night. And I think something might have happened, and it very much could have been COVID. As far as Riddle, as much as I hate the scooter, as much as I hate the scooter, I gotta give him credit. He's been doing good as the US champion, and he's done well. I'm gonna give him credit here. I didn't have a lot of hopes for Matt Riddle coming up or being when he was called up or anything. I really didn't think he was gonna be, and it's weird because the ones I don't think are gonna be good in WWE end up being good. I didn't think Elias was gonna be good in WWE.
Yeah.
And he gets constant TV time. That was the match we missed. Was
Oh yes.
the
Oh God.
Braun
Oh, I prefer to forget it.
Strowman?
Yeah,
Yep.
so what, that was all
Shane.
for nothing. Also, we could
Yes.
just
Yep.
fill in the card.
That was the one. We filled it. Shane wasn't going to wrestle him. They're going to build this to Mania, and he's going to wrestle Elias. But no, I think Wednesday and Thursday is going to be the highlight of WrestleMania week, and that's with the NXT. Now, have we? I haven't heard many Hall of Famers. Who's the? Is it Eric Bischoff going in the Hall of Fame
Yeah,
with them?
Eric Bischoff and Molly Holly.
Molly Holly. Virgil tweeted something that he's going in the Hall of Fame.
He always messes around like that.
I'm
He's
assuming he
hilarious.
did, but. I was joking. I seen it and I'm like, no,
I was
they're not bringing
surprised
him
that
back.
they announced Bischoff, given that he was just on Dynamite like 2 weeks ago asking Jericho and MJF questions.
Yeah, he was there. I mean, he was like, and the thing that happened, he was supposed to come in and run Monday Night Raw and then got released immediately.
Yeah, so obviously for him to be inducted in the Hall of Fame, they must have parted ways on good terms, and it just goes to show again that Vince doesn't give a shit about the AEW thing.
Nope, he does not care about it. He had Billy Gunn on the Hall of Fame when he was signed to
Oh,
AEW.
that's
It
right.
didn't matter. That's where it all started because Triple H went to Billy Gunn and said, Vince will just buy that little nitwit company of yours and put you out and just to fire you again.
That's right.
And that's why Cody got all friggin' butt hurt and angry and had to destroy the throne and all that and with the sledgehammer. Like, hey,
that was
he was cool, man.
Yeah. That was a cool moment. That was when they had me invested, and that freaking first match with Dustin. To me, that's the two things that AEW has done right so far is the match with Cody and Dustin and the match with Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa. Like, that was it. Those are the two highlights of AEW so far for me.
Yeah. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like, I'm probably going to get a lot of heat for this, but the Kenny Omega title run has been shit. It's been dog shit. I don't like it.
Yeah.
You got Cody starts the company. We're going to do it to give everybody a fair shake. All my friends are champions. Like, that's it. I was already a champion. I couldn't be a world champion because it wouldn't be fair, but I'm going to give it to all my friends.
Yeah, the whole thing's just one big circle jerk, one big social club.
Kenny's now going to be the TNA champion because it's going to be a title-for-title match, and I don't see Kenny dropping the AEW championship to Rich Swann in TNA. I caught that recently, and that's what the pay-per-view card is going to be. It's going to be Kenny Omega versus Rich Swann title-for-title. So now Kenny's going to be the TNA champion and the AEW champion. And again, like, this is why I'm not 100% invested in AEW. Why? Because they make the same mistakes, and they people try to justify it. It's not a good thing to have Kenny holding too many titles. Also, it's not a good thing to have Kenny book your women's division, because that's who the person's booking the women's division.
Yeah,
they had a great match with Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa, but that had nothing to do with Kenny. Not a thing. It's just Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa are their two most talented wrestlers, and it's a shame that Britt Baker has not even sniffed a title yet.
It's time, man. They gotta get away from the Yoshi, whatever the Japanese girls are called, and they gotta put the spotlight on Baker. And I think Rosa might be going back to NWA now because they just did their pay per view this afternoon. They're back now.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. And I think she appeared there, and I think she lost to, I can't remember the girl, the big girl that used to be with, what's his name? Nick Aldis. Her name slips my mind, but anyways.
I know you're talking about, yeah.
And Jade Cargill, that girl could possibly end up being the best women's wrestler. And I would love to see, like, her and Charlotte face off.
Yeah, I think Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill is a really good wrestler. They got with her. They have a good three or four girls there that they could run, and that's all you really need. And to be honest with you, that's all you really need to create a women's division and create and make it acceptable. But Britt Baker needs to be the champion soon, and the microphone hits need work. I know that, but it's, you know, I think Tony put his foot down, and I think Tony's the one who initiated this Britt Baker Thunder Rosa match. It said, like, look, we really need to stop what we're doing with the women's division because it's making us look stupid. We need to, like, legitimize the women, and this was a good start.
Yeah, this week was a good show. It was a good start. I was happy. This was one of the first episodes I watched in a while where I felt like I wasn't picking it apart the whole time. It had, like, a good flow to it. There was good wrestling, decent matches. And the main event blew me away because I was not looking forward to that match. I was like, all right, you want to have women main event the show. You know, you're trying to, you know, show like you're behind the women and you're trying to get the women's division off the ground. I'm like, but what does it really say about your company when you're relying on a gimmick match? I'm like, I wasn't really with the whole gimmick thing. I'm like, if these two girls are the best and you're trying to get the division off, like, just give us a pure wrestling match. But I was impressed, dude. I haven't seen women go at it like that. I know WWE's done some stuff like that, but I thought they nailed it, man. It was like watching two dudes in the ring, like the way they were going through the tables and using the chairs. And
yeah, and the thing is with Baker, and, you know, the one thing about is she's the girlfriend of Adam Cole.
She sat in on some of the meetings with Michaels, and she definitely knows how to conduct herself very well in the ring. And they have gold in her, and if they mess that up, she's gonna be on NXT. She's, you know, they can't keep pushing her to the side because she is by far the best woman in that division, and I think she's better than Thunder Rosa. And I don't care what anybody says, argue me. She's the best one in that division.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's the best in that company.
Yeah. Yeah, she, you know, there's not much more you can say about it. You know, if you want to do right by it and you want to push the women's division, it starts with her. And she's got to be a champion.
No, I think.
And she was in.
I think they need to turn her face now, and they need to take. What's the champion's name? I can't even remember her name. They need to turn her heel.
Oh yeah, and that's sad because I watch AEW pretty consistently, and I can't even tell you the name of the women's champ. I can't because she, like, I've seen a couple of her matches, and they just don't wow me. They don't. Like, I honestly thought with that women's tournament, I thought that was Britt Baker's to win. I thought it was going to come down to Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa, which they should have done anyway. And it should have been Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa. And that's how they should have ended that women's tournament. But I guess they're getting it right now, so we can give them a pass. Give them a pass.
I think with the language barrier, like, they got to try do more with the Japanese girls to make them more relatable and stuff. Like, I think WWE deserves credit for the way they handle Asuka. Like, even though there's a language barrier, they still get you to invest in her.
Yes. And I agree. Like, Asuka's been the champ now since when? Money in the Bank? She's held the belt. I think that's... Yeah, she's held it for a good amount of time. She was in a feud with Bayley. She's done wonders with it. Like, I think her run, this is probably her best WWE run right here, is the one she's doing now. And she got a tooth kicked out by Baszler. See, I want it to be Baszler. I wanted it to be Baszler versus Asuka for the title. I wanted Banks and Belair to win tonight and split up Baszler and Nia, but I wanted Baszler versus Asuka, but we're not going to get that. So I'm assuming the tag. You're saying Tamina and Natalya. I think that's where they're going to go with it. I don't see. I hope they don't put it on Dana Brooke and Mandy Moore. I don't think they're ready yet.
I think they got to split up Nia and Shayna, and they got to make Shayna a badass again. She looks like she's lost her confidence. She's lost her edge. Like, she's. And
yep.
I think they're ready to give Nia another push. She's been doing decent recently, and I think eventually in the long run she's going to be with Reggie or whatever the hell his name is. And I would be surprised if she's going to go into something with whoever walks out the champion after Fastlane. I mean, Fastlane Mania.
Mania. Oh, it could be Fastlane. It could be two nights of Fastlane. We don't know what's going to happen. We really don't know what's going to happen.
Fastlane was spinning their wheels tonight.
Well, I mean, look, WWE has done their fair share of wrongdoings, too. Like, breaking up Heavy Machinery for no good reason whatsoever. To just have Otis be in another tag team. And have Tucker just chasing around 24/7 championships.
They always do that. Every tag team always has one guy who just, you know, doesn't have as much of a personality or something, but they always got to take the guy with the personality or the one and pluck him away and make him a solo act, like they did it with the Rockers and Michaels, and they just continue to do it to this day.
Well, like, I wish they would. I hate the 24/7 championship. It's good for R-Truth. He's like a 200-time champion. Hope that gets him in the Hall of Fame. But it's just I hate that belt. I really want that belt to go away.
Like, I'd rather have the hardcore title back. That title is just so ridiculous.
It is, and it's kind of cheapening, like, the whole Money in the Bank thing too. Like, that used to be the excitement of Money in the Bank, where anybody could cash in anywhere, anytime. Now all the Money in the Bank cash ins are like in the ring.
Yeah, yeah. See, what I felt, if they were gonna do something to bring in another belt, was I would have just turned the Money in the Bank champion, turn it into a Money in the Bank championship. And they can defend it, but it's that belt means it's their ticket. And they could have just used it as a title, but they have to defend it. And you could have done some cool things with it being that way, instead of making the stupid gimmick title that you want celebrities to win and hold.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't need Bad Bunny to be registered as a champion to legitimize him in wrestling. Well, it looks like Miz is going to be falling back into that storyline for Mania with Damian Priest and Bad Bunny versus Miz and Morrison. I really don't see anything else coming out of it for the Miz.
Yep, they're just stalling at this point to get to that.
Yeah, I mean, so your WrestleMania card, you're looking at Drew versus Lashley, triple threat for the Universal. Big E versus Apollo Crews is probably going to go. Sammy and KO, Bad Bunny versus Miz and Morrison. At the end of the day, I worry about Mania, but I hope. I really hope it's not a dud.
I like to think once they get there, they're gonna deliver. It's just they just do a poor job of getting there, and I feel like this isn't. It's not. We have a short memory because you only remember like the end result and the finish. But I feel like they do this all the time. The past 10, 15 years, they've been notorious for terrible builds. Even the go home shows. They used to have great go home shows. They would always leave you on the edge of your seat. Everything was a cliffhanger, but. Yeah. They don't even do those good anymore.
No. Nope. But I think Mania, I mean, even I thought Mania was decent last year and was pretty good last year for what the circumstances were.
And I was nervous for that one too. I really thought that one was going to be a dud, but it was actually pretty good. And I feel like over time, that'll be a pretty memorable one.
Yeah. Well, the things I hope for moving forward for next year after me, I hope AJ Styles gets back in the main event again. I really hope Samoa Joe starts wrestling again.
Just thinking that.
And Joe said he's not done wrestling. He said, I read an article. He said, WWE's just been very cautious with me, and I'm very grateful for it. I've had a lot of concussions over the years. They have something big planned for me when I'm ready to return. It's just a matter of when I'm 100% comfortable of returning.
Yeah, so maybe it's him. Maybe he's the one that doesn't want to come back yet. Maybe he's a little shaken.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a lot of concussions, and they dealt with that with Corey Graves. And, you know, if he ends up getting too comfortable in the booth, so be it. But I would really, really like to see him in a good run. I mean, people complain about Joe's run in WWE, but I mean, he's wrestled Brock, and he made Brock actually wrestle him, and that was probably one of Brock's better matches, if I'm not mistaken. He's wrestled Roman. He's had good matches with Roman. He's had good matches with Braun. He's done good for when he was up there. So. Hopefully when he comes back, they'll have some good stuff for him and it'll be all that. But I'm hoping this year he does get back in the ring and starts working again. I worry that it may be more of a Taz thing from him than anything.
I hope not. I love that dude.
But, yeah, I apologize. I was drunk last night. We were supposed to preview Fastlane last night, but you're going to get the recap tonight. And we're going to end off. What we'll do is we'll push the next podcast to Tuesday. We'll give you a full recap of Raw. Is NXT Tuesday this? Does it start this Tuesday?
No, I think that's not till after Mania.
After Mania. So we'll preview
NXT. Before Mania, the week of Mania.
Okay, so it is the week of. So what we'll do is we'll recap Raw on Tuesday. We'll preview NXT and AEW. We'll talk a little bit more about Mania. And let's see if AEW can capitalize on the great match it had from last week. And a very decent show. It was a very good show. I have no complaints from it, but we will see. Until they consistently do it, I'm going to be a little skeptic. But Ryan, as always, thank you for joining. We'll be back next week, and we will talk some more wrestling.